Hey, good morning.
Hey, morning. Welcome back, Mallory.
Thanks. Looks like lots of fun happened while I was away. I'm like still reading through messages and tickets and emails, so I'm not quite up to speed on where we're at with various things, so apologize in advance.
Yeah, I got you.
We've been there.
I've taken a long vacation in like quite some time since last year. I don't know, and so I forgot what it's like to come back after a long vacation. So,
Hi, Mallory. How are you?
hey, Jakob, doing all right. I was just telling these guys, like, I'm kind of in the unburying process. So, if there's anything that's particularly pressing for me to look at or do, just let me know. But I'm working through the channels and the tickets and emails.
Okay, sure. Yeah. And how was your vacation?
Good. I went out west to we did Kings Canyon and Sequoia and Yosemite National Parks in California, and we went to Sonoma for a few days as well and did some wineries and breweries and whatnot. So it was really nice to spend some time with my family, but by the end I was like, I need to get home. Maybe 7 days with that big of a group was is a little much, but it was good. Thank you for asking.
That's like the sign that you
That's
had like a proper vacation and that you're ready to go back, right?
nice. Yep.
7 days, big group, wineries, breweries. That sounds like an ex-dating meeting.
Probably, I think maybe like similar levels of activity and drama, but but I was glad I didn't know that yesterday was a holiday until we got home, and I was so thankful that I had that like extra buffer, even though it just prolonged having to come back to work.
With the eventful kind of holiday, you kind of need a holiday from it too. It makes sense.
Right. But how are things going? Is Ian coming or is he out? I haven't looked at the schedule, I guess. No, it doesn't look like anyone's away today, actually.
Yeah, so maybe we should ping him just to kind of get a. I think maybe the big update is that once you were away, I pushed for another release candidate release. So one was released on Wednesday, and we did update 12 tasks. But then we saw a bunch of exceptions. On 12 tasks, and we decided to just wait for the prod updates until those are fixed. So that was the latest, and yeah, I guess we'll talk a little bit about those exceptions, and Kurt was looking into it, so we can talk a little bit about the progress in that, and generally go through the tickets. And we can
Okay,
also
so
decide. Yeah.
just real quick, you said you updated Trove test, but you didn't do anything in prod yet, right?
No, the prod,
Okay.
we did not update prod because we were not happy with the 12 test update.
Okay, thank you.
So what I think, Mallory, we need to decide, and maybe, well, maybe it's gonna decide on its own, but what I was thinking is we look at the progress on dealing with those exceptions because that was the primary reason for why we didn't update prod. And then we might actually release another release candidate update test rather than cubites, maybe have trove tested, maybe have you do some smoke testing. And every happy update, or we have a couple of functional tickets also. I think two tickets actually that Jason is working on. And depending on the progress on those, we might also bundle it in this release candidate so we don't have to update them again. And I don't know if there's anything else you have, like from Freshdesk or, you know, whatever that we should be
Yeah,
looking at.
I'm just looking at that. They did submit like a decent amount of tickets while I was away. So, but I need a little more time to see if there's anything that's like abnormal or like something that we don't already have accounted for, because a lot of the things that they report are just like different flavors of the same thing. So I just want to make sure there isn't anything new. I'll let you know once I read through all of those. And I know Tara created some tickets on my behalf, some like support tickets, but I don't think any dev tickets yet. So yeah, I'll let you know. I just don't know yet. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's that makes sense. So yeah, take a look at it and maybe let's talk on Thursday about the next release candidate.
Okay.
Because we have some stuff, you know, that they would like to see fixed, and probably we should bundle it in the next release. I mean, I would like to update them as soon as possible because you know, like more stuff we have, there is more place for regressions. Again, because ModelOS has, you know, very low test coverage. So I wouldn't want to wait too long, but also we don't want to like update them every other week, right? So yeah, so let's see what we have. And then let's decide.
Sounds good.
Okay, so okay, cool. So maybe let's take a look at the ongoing stuff, but okay, and then we can also discuss some of the unassigned ones. I don't know if it's supposed to. Can't remember if this was supposed to roll over or something. No, we can decide that later. Okay. All right. Maybe let's start with me. I have this in review blocked by the third tenant because I just wanted to do like a manual test. Ian, did you have a chance to look at that third tenant on dev?
No, I haven't created it yet, but I'll get to that.
Okay. Yeah, just ping me when it's done, or just close the ticket, and then I'll retest
Okay.
and close this one. Adam is in here. Yeah, I think he's still stuck in reservoir. Actually, was stuck in reservoir a little bit last week too. So enjoying Java, but I think one of the things we would want to see fixed is this one. Because that's going to be related to one of the tickets that Jason has. But again, it doesn't need to be done immediately. I mean, we can always roll the broker at any point, really. So, but I'll ask him to expedite this. David, I've been kind of asking him on the tickets whether some of those can be closed. Mallory, maybe you should take a look because they've been open for months. But we've got this Trove application. I think he wrote here that it's gonna be closed. There is an outstanding work. And there is also the all NUGs facility, which is triggered locally and occasionally by me to re-verify via the efficient Trove API. So I don't know exactly what needs to be done down there, but it seems like there's still some work to be done. Maybe you could just take a look at this. And I
Okay,
don't
yeah,
know if,
I'll try to
yeah.
see if, yeah.
I think this 163, that's the organization, yeah. That the organization ID thing. So that's actually there's actually a separate ticket for that. Yeah, so I don't know. If the can this be closed? Yeah, he says that he cannot put it in production. So maybe something also to like touch base with him. I don't, he probably doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
Okay, yeah, I'll check in with him. I haven't talked to him in a little while about this, so.
Yeah, I would really like those tickets, those long running tickets, to be closed. And if there's some specific stuff that he needs to fix or add or finish, then let's create a separate ticket for that, because this has been just kind of staying open for months. And then, and then we have those canaries. I think you were stuck again on the MetaProxy canary. So I updated this ticket, gave him some links, and hopefully this can be closed soon. Well, he actually created a separate ticket for that. So I like, honestly, I don't understand the method for the for this. Like, they stay open for months, but we create new ones anyway. I just don't get it. But I guess I shouldn't. If it's DevOps ticket, maybe we don't worry about it. Okay, so let's skip David. Yeah, so if you could just take a look at some of those, if you have some input. And let's move on to Ian. Yeah, so this one is stuck. Yeah, that's the one we blocked on the exceptions. That's the update to Trove past the prod. And was there anything else? Oh, you got some ticket to create some new tenants, right?
Yeah, looks like it.
I think I got another ticket with more
Okay. You want to just add them to
tenants.
this?
Yeah, I
Then it's
will
weird.
if I just got to make sure that it's not those ones that were already accounted for, but
Okay,
if
sure.
yeah, thank you. Alrighty, so yeah.
Yeah, so I guess when we get to Kurt, Kurt was thinking about trying to deploy a fix to test, because it's hard to replicate in dev, but we'll wait till his turn. That's all I know about it.
So let's talk about this now, actually, right? So we'll come back to Jason and let's talk about the, yeah. So we blocked this one, Mallory, on like we file actually a bunch of tickets for different exceptions, but the one that was w sort of worrying was this optimistic locking. And Kurt, you pushed a fix for that, right?
There is a fix that I hope will close it. I ever since I pushed the fix, I have not been able to get it to show up on dev again. But again, because these things are kind of so intermittent, I think it would be nice to be able to see it and test and see if we see it there. But I think I have what should stop it from appearing.
Okay. So I think we should try to push it as soon as we can, but that means making a new release candidate. So let's just see what else we have. So this has already been pushed, right? Array out of bounds. And this keeps on happening on prod. So it definitely is a good idea to just get it out as soon as we can. So those two are in review. And do you have anything else that you will be finishing up soon?
So the issues that are caused by the Jasper things, now that Deborah is back, I would like to talk. I'm gonna talk to her and see if we can tweak the JRXML so that the conditions that cause both the divide by zero and the XML errors, we should be able to just fix those just by correcting the JRXML. So, hopefully today we can get a new version of that pushed to test at least, so that when we get the new version of test, I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter what version of ModRes is in there. It's really just based on whatever, I don't know, style sheet we call it, is in there. So, I want to get that fixed up, and hopefully we'll see those errors stop showing once we fix the JRXML. The only one
Okay.
that I'm really stuck on, at least of the error of the things I've been looking at, is the issue with the session expired. It's happening when we're pulling the settings, and I've been just crawling over and over trying to find where the access could be that's outside of the session, and I just can't find it, because it looks like everything is properly wrapped in a session and a transaction, and there shouldn't be any place where it's trying to use data that's not already been dereferenced from the database. But something is happening, obviously on the server that's showing up. So I'm kind of stuck there.
Okay. And can you see some more details in the like? No, you have the full log, right?
The
And that
log's there,
doesn't help.
yeah. And I
Okay.
mean, it's happening right in the. It's not like I thought it might be happening in some of the code that we added, but it's happening right in the simple lookup service thing that's part of the kint toolkit. But still, it's happening within the context of the session ID, as far as I can tell. So I don't see why it should be erroring, but something in there is not working.
Is this happening just in test or also in prod?
No, we're seeing in prod too.
In prod, yeah. All of those are from prod JSON.
Okay, so we can still push the other stuff. We won't make it worse.
Right.
No, we can, but I'm also trying to
Yeah.
minimize the number of releases
Oh, I
we need
understand.
to
I
make,
understand.
right?
I
So,
understand. But yeah, I'm just trying to get a handle on
right.
how crazy the situation is.
Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I can show y'all where the part where it's the chunk where it's happening, but it I you know, I'm not it doesn't seem like it should be happening there. It seems like everything is done properly, but it's still throwing this
So,
hibernating exception.
Kurt, maybe let's try. So you are a bit more optimistic about this one, right? So maybe let's
Yes.
try to fix this and close this if you're onto something,
Yeah,
and
I'll
then
do that one.
yeah, and then let's take a stab at this as the second priority, and then maybe Jason can help you out a little bit. We'll see. Okay, but yeah, first let's at least close this one so we have this ready for this release candidate, and this one we'll just decide on Thursday, depending where you are with it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So anything else, Garrett?
The only other thing is that on that ZFL thing that I was looking into, I just saw some activity on the issue that Deborah thinks that she can replicate the situation. So as soon as she does that, I can actually look at it and see if I can get it taken care of. But
Okay,
so.
that's cool. That's nice. At least something happening there. Okay, thanks, Kurt. Okay, Jason, over to you. So maybe let's just talk about the. Yeah, let's focus on this release candidate. So, like the two things, Mallory, the two things that I asked Jason to look into is like one is this one expose sender of messages in chat pane, and I don't know, Jason, do you have any updates on this one?
So that one, I think I may have done the other one first. What was the other one? But this one, I was pretty much done. I had it adding the supplier symbol, and it turns out it actually used to display the directory information. It just wasn't displaying anything because that directory information wasn't included in the notification. So I had it add the supplier symbol on the back end and display it on the front end. And I almost merged it, but then I decided, no, actually we should still populate that when the message is originating from us. Like you can see both sides of the conversation. And so I just need to add that change in and then I can push it up.
Okay, nice. Cool.
So that should be ready today to play with in staging, and
Awesome.
no problem.
Is this only so is there gonna be any front end codes change, or is this just the
Yes,
back end?
it needs both. So it needs the back end change to add the symbol into the notification for who the sender is, and it needs the change on the front end to if the directory foreign key is not on the notification to fall back to using the explicit symbol.
Got it. Okay. All right, cool. But if you think you can just put it in review, then we'll take a look at it. So this one will be nice to include in this release candidate, I think.
So I've yet to merge that. Problem is I went and upgraded my OS on the weekend and it decided to clobber my version of Node.js. So I need a sec to just get that package sorted back out. It won't take long, but there's a
Okay.
slight bit more delay. So it's like I won't have it done in the next hour the way I kind of expected to, but I'll have it done today. So unless you
I don't know what time frame you're thinking of for the next star seed, but that's
Well, so
if
I
you
was
care.
just thinking of maybe we meet Thursday and do a quick status update and then decide to make the release. Would that work for you, Ian?
Yeah, doing this upgrade Thursday morning.
Yeah, to test, right? Only to test, just so we can start verifying this optimistic locking stuff
Yeah.
and basically any smoke testing.
But so we have other stuff besides the optimistic locking that's already in that we want to get in before we upgrade to test, you're saying?
Yeah, I think so,
Okay.
because then we can also tackle this formatting exception of these sound like credits on it, and Jason is gonna complete the message sender stuff, right? So we can also just bundle that
Okay.
into this release.
Yeah, that's
So the
fine.
message sender I can have this afternoon. The formatting, like that, and the stuff with the pull slip is in the pull slip itself. So that's actually
It's
not
that's independent of the release, right? I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm
yeah,
trying to
so.
say.
Okay. Well,
So
that
I
would be
don't.
nice. Yeah. So then we don't need to wait for this, what you guys are saying, right?
We could maybe even do it like, yeah, Wednesday or something, like tomorrow.
But are you around tomorrow, Jason?
I'm not, no, but I'm hoping
Okay.
that we can fully wrap this up today, is my hope and expectation with the message sender. But what
Okay.
was the
Well,
other
we
ticket
should
you were
do
talking
either
about?
day. Just let me know.
What was the other ticket you were saying, Jakob, that I was doing? I'm just starting this morning. I remember because like the message sending was the thing I was working on
Yeah, there was
last.
this one too, right? The handle errors when reach your user message is Alma Rapido supplier. Essentially just showing that the message didn't get delivered.
Oh, that one's big. That will take me a while, from what I recall for our discussion.
Yeah, so I think you just start working on it next and then we decide, right? So I would still aim for it. I mean, is there, does it make any more sense, Ian, to make that release? So assuming this and the other thing that Kurt is working on is completed today, would it make sense to release on Wednesday an update test? Is that better than doing it on Thursday?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, it just depends on what you guys want to get in there. I assume we're hoping to deploy whatever we release onto prod if it passes the test. So
Mallory, do you think that if we do this on Thursday, we can still get Trove to do some tests in Trove test?
yeah, I think that their project is kind of winding down, like the actual project team. So I don't know how much time they're going to need to test, like gather the people to test. So if I can give them a heads up that we're gonna deploy some things to their test environment so that they can test them out, I think that would be good. But I don't think that they're gonna maybe be able to test them one day and say, okay, I think they might need a little more time. But
okay.
I meet with them on Thursday night, so I can suss that out with them and see if they have some people they can test. But I don't think it matters if it's tomorrow or if it's Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, I
Well, if
think
it's tomorrow, you might be able to
we'll.
tell them Thursday night, hey, you can go for it right away.
But Thursday, if it's Thursday, then she can also tell them Thursday night, no?
Well, don't we want to let it cook for a little bit longer than that before we get let them at it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's see, right? I mean, let's see what the situation is. If you guys have it wrapped up by the end of the today, then I think, Kurt, I would just like to hear from you regarding the settings stuff. If you want to continue, working on it and try to squeeze it in, or if we just go with whatever we have now.
Okay.
And also from you, Jason, right? So like try to finish this one and maybe at least take a look at this handle errors. Now we
I'm
only
looking at that
spoke
next
about,
bit.
we only just chatted about this. I don't know. Maybe you see that it's not that hard.
Yeah,
Or
maybe it
maybe you
just like
see
works out
that
really well. Yeah, and that does happen sometimes.
And then we
What I was gonna
decide.
say is I'm really curious though, with the settings one, is there anything that we've had reported in prod that could be related to that? Like, is it actually causing any kind of problem we could attribute to that situation? Like where they made it, they changed the setting, but for some reason it didn't stick, or
Yeah, I
they're
don't know.
deciding
The
then.
unfortunate part is that there were no nothing in the logs that like show like what the actual setting was that they were trying to change or access at that time, you know?
Right, but I'm wondering if like if there's any report from the user. It's like, hey, I sometimes go into settings and change something. It doesn't change. It's
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's worth putting some logging in there about, you know, to see which setting failed. I don't know. Like, I guess we could ask, you know, if they haven't used user information, but.
Oh yeah, I'm just wondering more on the like from I guess Mallory's point of view, like if we've heard anything from them where they've had problems with settings.
I think Mallory.
Unless
Oh yeah, but you weren't here recently, but yeah. So
yeah,
like
unless they posted something last week that I missed, I the only setting thing that we've ran into is where when we upgraded prod last time, we overwrote the default loan period, but Ian already fixed that so that we're just not setting the default loan period anymore. And so I'll check the my Freshdesk tickets to see if they had reported anything with settings, but as far as I know, I haven't heard anything.
that's sort of encouraging. Like this might be a
I mean, it could be as simple as something like it just the setting thing doesn't load and they just hit reload or something like that, and then it loads this time, but you know, it's still not cool to have it showing up on the.
Oh, I'm not saying we shouldn't fix it. I'm
Yeah,
just saying it's like we shouldn't delay the release for it probably then.
all right. Well, it's hard to say, Jason, whether that causes anything or not, if that's what you're asking. I mean, you can take a look at the Slack prod exceptions channel because there is a bunch of other stuff locked, sort of around the same time. But honestly, I don't know if they're seeing the other nods.
I'll touch base with Kurt and we can chat about it a bit more after I get the.
But do it after you
Yeah,
get that the
exactly.
client. All right, guys. I don't know, Mallory, is there anything? So yeah, so this is what the guys are essentially working on, right? And we'll try to get the risk data out.
Yep.
I
I
should we
yeah.
take a look at some of those?
That'd be great. I also know that Tara pinged me about two ZFL tickets that need to be scheduled. And so I don't know, they're not listed here as unassigned, but they could be. I don't know if we want to start creating like future sprints so that we can put things into them, or if we just want to use this unassigned column for things that are needing to be addressed.
I think future sprints are probably better because we can plan a bit more ahead.
Yeah.
So yeah. But let's pull them. Let's talk about them. Do you
Okay, I'll
remember
put
the
them in.
IDs?
Yeah, I'll put them into this sprint unassigned so that they're showing up with those other
So,
ones you want to look at. I'll do that right now.
yeah. I'm not gonna try to assign it to anybody today, right? Because the guys still have some stuff.
Right.
But. You guys know, right? I mean, if so, we can at least decide what is the top priority from the unassigned, and you can just pull them if when you're done with your stuff. Otherwise, we're gonna discuss them on Thursday again.
If you refresh, those tickets are now in there.
Okay, so we've got the requester filter in the IL supply app only retrieves 100 records. So you cannot search for all possible requesting libraries.
Sounds kind of familiar. Didn't we have something like that before? Or maybe it was it?
Oh yeah, I mean, that's a common-ish thing where you can like the paging is 100 per page. So if there's something where it's not, but in this case, that's the request list, and that is doing multiple requests and it's doing pages. So that's kind of odd.
Maybe what she's saying is that when you use the filter, it doesn't retrieve more than 100. Could there be some weird ass limitation that when you put the filter on, it just gets the 100?
It sounds like that's what they're seeing, but that's kind of weird. Like I'm trying to think of how that is because I think the 100 per page, right? So is it like why would the filter be restricting it to one page? Like yeah, so that's interesting.
Okay. Well, if you guys, again, if you, let's put it on P2 maybe then. Oh, it is on P2. So if you guys are, when you guys are done with your stuff, pull this in. So Kurt, maybe when you're done with exceptions or you get stuck with some of those exceptions, pull this one in. And then the other one. So that was the requester filter. So
I
what's the
thought these
difference
were the
here?
same. I thought they were the same too, but it's like a there's like a slight change, and it's like all possible supplying libraries instead of all possible requesting libraries, I think.
I see. Okay.
Well, they sound related anyway, so you'd probably be looking at both of them.
I think it would make sense to merge them, to be honest. But okay, yeah. So yeah, whoever is, so maybe are they linked here? We should link them, right? So whoever pulls them together, okay? Long meeting. All right, so these two only, or is there anything else, Mallory, we should look at?
Those were the two that she specifically tagged me about, as far as I know. I haven't seen any other ones. And then there were three existing ones in there, so I don't know if you want to talk about those as well.
I'll just put a note here to Tara so she knows what you've done here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. And then, yeah, the remaining ones. Yeah. So this one we already talked about as request stuck. Karen was waiting for some reproduction. And the last message from Deborah is that she believes she can reproduce it. So, yeah. So we're waiting for the reproduction. And then Kurt's going to take a look at it. And Jason had a. Cup one was fixed, I hope. That was the one regarding the it's not already, not in the sprint already. But Jason, you've been working on the hard code, that's right. And that is simply on pause while you finish up Trove, right? Or was there anything else that this needed?
No, there's two things I need to do still. There's a vocabulary I need to translate, and there's some strings from a directory entry, and we just keep having Trove stuff that we should do before that. And so that's the next thing I'm going to do after I finish the Trove ticket, after I do the sender.
Is that okay, Mallory, do you think? So, like,
Well,
I don't know if there's
Tara
any.
just recently added a comment to that issue, saying that it was fine for ZFL if they wait until we upgrade them to 119 to have that. And so I
This one,
expect
yeah.
the translation,
Okay.
yeah. And so since we're not upgrading ZFL to 119 until we get that solid for Trove, it kind of lines up that way.
Okay. So, Mallory, I don't know if there's anything that would kind of break this plan, right? So the idea was to finish those two relatively small things for Trove. Well, this one is still under investigation, but we'll see when Jason looks at it. And then for Jason to focus on ZFL. But I wonder if there's anything from Trove that might kind of just pop up and we kind of need to change it. But I guess you will know once you review the fresh desk stuff, tickets.
Yeah, and I was wondering, I thought that ILL Dev 189, which is unassigned, was related to some of the work that Jason was doing with the
Yeah.
exposing the sender of the message. So I don't know if this will be looped in or not.
Yeah, this one is related to the message stuff he's working on. But it's also blocked on a ticket that I just assigned to Yanis. Yanis is back today.
Oh.
So I don't think it makes sense to start working on it until that ticket is fixed. So I did not even bother assigning that to anybody. But yeah, it is related.
Oh,
Oh,
nice. Yep, yeah, respect.
in a way though. So here's what's gonna happen, right? Once the unfilled message gets it, once this ticket is fixed, we will get this notification sent, and it will show the sender with Jason's other fix, so they will know who that message is from. But regarding the unfilled, the reason unfilled field, I meant to actually talk to you, Jason, about this. So can we show that reason unfilled field in the chat pane, similarly to how we show the conditions, like the condition values?
Sure. Like the just the reason thing in general?
Yeah, it's got this reason unfilled fields that can be set to something. So one of those, yeah,
Right,
values.
but so we don't just want to show it when it's unfilled. We want to show any of the reasons that could go there, presumably.
Yeah, I mean the unfilled message, it's not never gonna reach the requester, because that kind of creates that loop to search for more suppliers. But we're gonna forward that as a notification. So it's gonna be the same message, that just a notification, and it's going, sometimes they also type in some stuff when they when they unfill, so that the supplier will actually see, the requester, sorry, will actually see then the human readable notes. But we would want to show this reason unfilled also. So what we could do is, like, we could append it to the notes, but like do something hacky, or we could just see, maybe you could just see whether you can extend so that it also shows the reason unfilled if it's specified.
Right. But what I want to, rather than just unfilled, like presumably in the protocol, there is like some standard place it puts reason, and that there might be even a vocabulary for reason, that kind of thing. So do we want
It
to
could be, but
display all
yeah.
reasons, or do we just want to display the unfilled reason is?
I think just the text that is supplied, right?
Well,
Because
I
that's
think
just for the
we need
display.
to look it up, and we need to look up a translation for it, because otherwise that FL is going to be like, this is not German.
Sure. Yeah. But in ZFL case, does it even happen? I don't think they said any reason unfilled ever. But yeah, but you're right. I mean, in general, it makes sense. Yeah.
So.
But that's already, shouldn't that already be handled in Reacher?
We may already
No.
have, we probably already have translations for this, is like cannot supply reason, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's possible we translate that already, or maybe that's a change I just made as part of that same ticket even.
Yeah. So I
At any
guess I'll
rate,
just leave you a note here, right? So
but yes, I will display the reason, whatever it is, if there's a reason, and not just unfilled.
yeah, it is done. There will be a notification sent based on the unfilled message with the notes and reason unfilled. So the note is shown, obviously, right? Shown. Yes, yeah. Can we also show reason? Yeah. Does that make sense? I don't know if this is overcomplicating it.
I didn't hear what you were saying as you were typing, but you were typing, so I assume I can read that somewhere.
Yeah, I just stepped it on the ticket. Okay. You know what? I'll assign that ticket to you. Should I assign it to Jason Mallory?
I think that makes sense if he can when he's since he's already a, sort of in that space. Yeah,
Well, I'll probably
they're
finish the
really
other
excited about that
thing
one.
first
Yeah.
for this one, the
Yeah,
last one.
for sure, for sure. No, this is not re reorganizing your priority list. Just take a look at it when you're done with the other stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds so good.
Thank you.
Okay, and then I see that there's one more that you added, decommissioning inactive 12 tenants.
Yeah, there's been a couple, and they did submit another ticket about this, where they have a couple more tenants that are going to be, decommissioned as well. So like these are tenants that are either have never been used or they are closing out requests and are no longer in use. So they're just kind of like dead weight. Julie noted that there's a bunch of tenants and other reshare instances that are in a similar boat. So I don't know if we want to make like a mini project out of this. I mean, Ian, I don't know if you have insight into like what it means. It's probably different between Trove and the other reshare environments. But
I guess we remove them from the directory and then we can shut down their old tenants. As long as all the requests are closed, it shouldn't be an issue. If they've got open requests, we should set them to canceled or whatever.
I would keep them in the
yep.
directory if that's okay, and just remove their tiers, networks maybe. If that's possible, just in case we need to like dereference them for those old requests,
Right.
like for historical reasons, you know.
Since you've got it open, you want to just write that in the ticket. Otherwise, I'm liable to just remove them. So just say remove peers, preserve directory entries, or whatever. Thank you.
There's also going to be there'll probably be more of these once the tenants that are the there are some partners that had a reshare tenant and then switched to using Alma or Rapido. And once they are done cleaning out the tenants of any live requests, those will also need to be deleted. So I think this we might want to wait to do this until those are kind of cleared out before we start, like it would make sense to do them all at once, I think. So this probably doesn't need to be in the current sprint, but would be a good thing once we feel like we have a bulk of them ready to be removed.
Okay, but should I assign that to Ian already, or do you want to wait with this?
I mean, I think Ian will be the one that does it, but I just don't think it's ready to be actioned. So,
Maybe just put
okay.
it in the following sprint order.
Yeah, put it in a future sprint. I think that would be better. Oh, this is a DevOps ticket already. So, yeah.
You cannot, yeah. So then it's really Wayne managing the DevOps sprint, right? So
Yeah. I
maybe
can,
just
I'll
ping him
talk
here.
with. Yeah, I can ask Wayne like what he how he would prefer to handle that.
Talking about those changes in the directory, Julie has asked me to help her with some stuff last week. And I was quite confused. I don't know if she's gonna create a ticket for that or not. I told her that told her that it would be great if she did. It was regarding this NUWS. That was one, and there was another one I can recall now. But there were like two tenants where they changed the organization ID. But they have an old organization ID showing up in some old transactions. And I looked at it, and it looks to me like something has happened. Like the way this was modified was pretty unusual, because we essentially have like some old peers in the broker which have like lost their symbols. So like if you look at those old transactions, then you can tell that it was like then NUWS directory entry, but it no longer has any symbols, like from the broker perspective, no symbols associated with it. And that's the old one, and it's attached to some of those old transactions, and it's got this old organization ID. And then starting, I think, from the 18th of August, or at least for NUWS, they're like all the new transactions have the new peer, which still has the symbol and has the new organization ID. I'm not 100% clear how this happened, but I think maybe what happened is that somebody changed the symbol on that entry and then moved it to another and then changed it back. So I don't know if we were doing some craziness like that, you know, with changing the symbols on one entry, but that could put it in this weird state.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to Julie about that, I think. She said she had wanted to go over some stuff with me, but she said she wasn't feeling well today, so I don't know if we're gonna actually chat today. But the NUWS one has been really messed up because they started out with a tenant with NUWS colon W. And so NUWS was a child NUC of that tenant. And then they created another directory entry for NUWS when they went live with the ISO site. And we decommissioned, or we're going to decommission the NUWS W tenant. So it's just it's been like kind of messed up since its beginning. I don't know why they even gave us the wrong symbol from the beginning, but it's kind of, well, and also Caval has access to the tenant spreadsheet, so I don't know if they would have reverted the org ID back or something. But I'll try to get more details on this. I'm not sure.
I can send you this. So like this is this NWS, NUWS, and you can see here that this is the old entry and it doesn't have any symbols in the broker. So that would the way this could happen, the only way I can imagine this would happen is that there was an entry and then the symbol on that entry was changed to something new. Because the broker always goes by symbols, not by IDs. So if they're that let's say they change it from a NUWS column whatever to NUWS, that would be considered a new entry. And a new sort of peer entry would be created in the broker. And this would be like orphan basically. They would just lose the symbol. The actual mechanics of that kind of escape me right now, but something like that would happen. And you can see that this one was the last updated was on the 19th. And there's another one that she sent me was NCSU. And that's the same situation that it's got no symbols anymore. There's like a new entry for it that's got the symbols. And this one was last updated on the 23rd. No, on the 19th as well. So something has suddenly like for both of them, it's no coincidence that this change happened on the same day. I don't know, maybe we could also ask David what's up with that. I don't know. But something has happened, and we have a situation in the broker that those old transactions are, you know, attached to this old one. But I don't think that's actually her problem. Her problem is more that the organization ID is old, and they need to have that new organization ID for the billing purpose.
Okay.
So I think maybe we don't even fix this problem here with those like orphan peers, just fix this organization ID, but it would need to be done in the database directly, like manually, like Ian or somebody would need to do it manually in the database because this is no longer usable entry. You know, like it's never gonna use that entry again because it's got no symbols. So, like if they update in the directory, those updates will only apply to the new entry. And this entry that's been orphaned on the 19th is just gonna stay like that. It's never gonna change. Yeah, so I'm actually quite curious what happened on the 19th that caused it, but something strange must have happened.
Okay, I'll try to like retrace some steps and see if I have any like tickets or emails from around then about those organizations. What was the other one? NSCU or?
I'll send you both links.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys. Do we have anything else to discuss? All righty. Okay. Yeah. So let's just kind of sync on Slack regarding the progress, and then we'll make a decision whether this release candidate goes out tomorrow or Thursday. Yeah. All right.
Sounds
Thank you,
good.
guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye-bye, man.
Yeah.